What's up? This is Mike Posner on the only website way cooler than me, nightnews.com.
All right, nightnews.com's Andrew Stein right here. We're right now getting ready to head to Scoop with Mike Posner, and we just had a chance to stop with him and ask him a few questions. We're just going to ask some stuff earlier on about your life, some basic questions like how old you are right now and where you grew up.
75 years old. Grew up in Boca Ridge.
75 in Boca, so you could be my grandfather.
Maybe. No, I'm 22. I grew up in a city called South Bend, Michigan.
That's exciting. And you're Jewish, I take it?
I am. My mom's Catholic and my dad's Jewish.
Oh, was that like at home? Did you celebrate Christmas? Did you have like a Hanukkah bush?
I celebrated both. I was lucky. Double the presents.
So you got 8 presents, one every night for Hanukkah, but then you also got stuff on Christmas.
It's raining Posner presents.
That's very exciting. So you were little. Were you into music when you were little? Did you play instruments? Like, at what point did you realize you wanted to do this?
I started playing drums when I was in fourth grade. And when I was 13, I started making beats.
What was your first song?
It was Cooler Than Me, like 2 years ago. I've only been singing 2 years.
I was reading a little about you online, and I was reading that you went to Duke. That's where you went to school?
Yes, sir. Just graduated. National champions. You guys have Michael Jordan's son, and we have the trophy. All
right. We got there. We got 2 sons now. So
you do?
Yeah.
With no Adidas contract.
Maybe we'll get some Air Jordans. It's a cooler shoe, I think. No?
I think so.
The shoes are cooler than yours.
Definitely.
You could sing about it.
I could.
But you won't.
But you won't.
I have no good voice. We'll sing later. So what was it like? You were in college and you had to balance going to school, taking classes, doing tests, and all this. How were you able to balance all that?
It was hard, man. I'm not going to lie, but I signed a record deal after my junior year in school. I could have dropped out. Like, I had a job. Financially, I was good, but I knew that a lot of people in my family had sacrificed for me to have the opportunity to go to school like Duke. 99.9% of people in the world don't get that opportunity, so it was important for me to finish, and I'm happy I did. I finished it for 3-6. Mom! Now I'm just excited for phase 2. My album comes out August 10th, and I'm ready to take over the world.
That's exciting. That's pretty big. You're writing a song. I guess, what's the first thing you do? Do you pick a topic and say, I want to write a song about this? Or do you think of like a cool rhyme, and you're like, I want to base something around that? How does it start?
It's different every time, man. Sometimes I think of a concept. One line, it's just the whole song. Sometimes it's a melody.
So when you're making your songs, you've written all kinds of songs throughout your time making music. When you made Cooler Than Me, for example, that's your big song now. Did you know like this was going to be your big song, or do you have no idea and you just see which one sticks with the public?
Oh, that one was like that was the first one of the first songs I recorded when I was singing. So I didn't really know, but that one I was lucky because I got to perform it for like a year. Before we serviced it to radio. So I saw the looks on people's faces every time I sang it for a year. So I knew once it was on the radio, I knew it would do fine. Because I saw people react to it. I saw myself win fans over every night when I sing that, even if it was somebody that never heard my stuff. With that experience and time, I have a little bit better idea when I'm in the studio or not, for sure. I wanted that to be my first single because I think it's probably the smallest single.
It's good. I listened to it.
Thanks.
It's good. Yeah. Where were you the first time you heard on the radio?
My friend texted me like, hey, they just said they're about to play your song. I was like, oh, shit. And I was like, man, I don't even have a fucking radio, man. Like, do you have a radio in your house? Like, no. Right. So then I figured out that my alarm clock had a radio. So, like, and it doesn't have, like, the actual, like, digits on it, so I had to, like, find it. You know what I'm saying? It has, like, the weird, like, increments that don't really make sense on, like,
it was either static and fuzz until you find it.
Right. It was terribly, like, nerve-wracking before I found Power 106 and all that. And I heard the song, and it was cool, for sure. And then I started thinking about how to get another one.
So you right now are number 6 on the Billboard charts. Some of the ones that are ahead of you right now, Usher, OMG, Oh My God. What do you think about that one?
I like that one.
You like it?
Yeah. Most songs that are in the top 10 are there because people like them, and they're usually pretty good songs. So I don't really have anything bad to say about them. new Katy Perry song, Teenage Dream, is really dope.
Katy Perry, I'll download it. I'll YouTube it in the car. We can listen to it on the way to Scoop.
I don't think I want to listen to Katy Perry with you in the car. But
what's wrong with little Katy Perry and Andrew Stein?
I don't know, man. I don't know. It just doesn't seem right.
All
right,
we'll listen to something tougher, like maybe LL Cool J. What do you kids listen to nowadays?
Maybe we should pop in an old Jackie Mason cassette tape, see what happens.
It's an old Jewish comedian, for people who don't know. All right, my father likes to impersonate him all the time. Oh, God. A lot of people are asking the question, some people posted online, they wanted us to ask, who is the song about Cooler Than Me? Is it a certain person, or it's like a type of person, or what's that about?
Both. It's about a specific person and a specific type of person. Which is, I think, why people like that song. It's because they know people like that. But yeah, there was a girl at Duke that song was about. But I'm not going to say her name because I don't think she deserves any notoriety or, you know, conversation material. You know? Nothing.
So this is going to be like Cinderella. You know, you got to find who the slipper is. I'm going to go to Duke and start a line. I'm going to say, who thinks
she's not there anymore.
Oh.
She's gone. I graduated.
You scared her away.
She's the same age as I am. Oh, I just gave you another clue.
You're 22?
Yeah.
I read it in USA Today.
And I told you at the beginning of this interview, it was her first question. yeah, but she was in my year, so she's no longer attending. She graduated, as I did. So good luck, dude.
All right.
Good luck.
I'm not going to try and hunt her down.
Happy trails.
All right, that's fair. What do you want to say to people out here? This is the Orlando area. A lot of youngins out here. A lot of 18 to 22 year olds who are really computer savvy. And the best way for them to get your music is probably, I'd imagine, iTunes is where you're selling a lot of it.
Yeah, my album comes out August 10th, and this is a special night for me because I came. Oh shit, my shirt's
on. I don't want to say anything because it wasn't important because this isn't on video.
Oh, you should have told me.
No, we could both be sitting here totally naked and no one will even know except the people in the lobby staring at us right now. You're right. We're on a rooftop, far away.
In Iceland.
Boston. Ooh, Iceland. That's...
No, seriously, in all seriousness, this is a special night for me because I came to Scoop a year ago before I had a record deal, before I had a song on the radio, before I had a music video, before I had anything. I had this CD that I made in my dorm room called A Matter of Time. And I remember my manager sent me the offer to do this show. And I remember, like, almost rejecting it because I didn't think anybody in Florida, like, knew anything about me or my music or what I had done. At this point, I had probably done a show at Duke, Ohio, and Detroit, where I'm from. And that's it. He's like, no, man, like, they wouldn't be trying to book you if they didn't like your music. I was like, all right, man, I'm going to just trust you in this man. And I came down here, and the show was insane, man. Like, people knew all the words to my songs, and I just remember being, like, totally exhilarated and surprised by the whole experience. It was one of the first places I came, and one of the first places that showed me love. So it's really cool to be back. You know, what was last year's show venue is this year's after party venue. And I'm just proud of UCF and the love that I've got. I don't want people to feel like, you know, I'm this guy that came and then left. Like, I hope that they take some ownership in what I've done over the last year because they're part of it. And they're the reason that, you know, my song is, it's number six, you said?
Yeah. Number four on USA Today's list, so you can quote that one if you
number four on USA Today's list. Like, UCF, you did that, you know? It wasn't me, it was your support. So I thank you.
So we're going to Scoop tonight. You're gonna perform there. A little bit smaller venue, maybe than the Warped Tour style venue. So you're gonna play a few songs and you're gonna
I'm gonna perform. I'm gonna do like three songs and just, you know, kick it, have a good time. Let's see what happens.
That was sick.
That's great.
Oh, nice. You're the man. All right, I think that's all.
Perfect. Ready?
Best interview ever?
Was it? I enjoyed it. You're the most
it.
Famous person I've ever interviewed.
You're the most famous person I've ever interviewed me.
That's a fact. that could be a fact.